New message. Text messaging teens are a big problem. Some teenagers are doing it all the time, and it's getting out of control. But how much is too much? A study says that the average teen sends an astonishing 80 text messages a day. On some levels, this isn't a bad thing. Adults use their BlackBerries to communicate, and teens are using their cell phones, explains Dr. Michelle Barker, Professor of Psychiatry and Pediatrics at the Baytime College of Medicine. On the plus side, text messaging can bring introverted teens out of their shell, boost their confidence, and help them make friends. But some teens lose track of how many messages they're sending and how much time is being spent texting. This is because there are no immediate consequences. You just keep on doing it and forget that it costs money. While teens may not see a problem with the amount of text messages they send and receive, parents may when they have to foot the bill. Excessive text messaging can also lead to more serious problems. When texting becomes a habit, it can affect teens' schoolwork, their ability to sleep at night, and how they interact with their friends face to face. It can also result in an inability to concentrate, as they're overly focused on sending or receiving the next message, Dr. Barker explained. Recent research also shows that texting teens are a hazard to others on the road. Teenagers often walk while texting, which makes them 43% more likely not to look both ways before crossing the street. And teens who drive and text at the same time are an accident waiting to happen. Lorry driver Michael Singleton says he was rear-ended by a teen who was driving while texting. "The kid told me he didn't see me, or the 20 cars in front of me waiting at the traffic light. He was too busy sending messages to his friends." So, what can be done about it? Parents considering buying their teen a mobile phone should look at both the pros and cons carefully, Dr. Barker explains. While having a cell phone with a text messaging feature is a great way for teens to stay in touch with their friends and family, it can also become a distraction in the classroom and a danger on the road. Parents should work out a payment or chore schedule to help teens learn that they have to be accountable for their actions.